Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Over the next few weeks, there's going to be a lot of talk about Australian suburbia, families, generational change, parenting, race and class, and the vexed issue of smacking. The spark is going to be an ABC television drama that's about to air called The Slap. It's based on a novel of the same name written by Christos Chalkas. It's about one single event at an everyday backyard Aussie barbecue, a scene we all know well. In the middle of it, a man slaps a child who's not his son. The party comes to a sudden halt. The police get involved. Threats of court action. Friends and families take sides. Everything unravels from that one event. The series charts the quite shattering repercussions of that event for everyone at the barbecue. In just a moment, the director of The Slap joins us, and after he takes us through the range of issues it raises, I'd love to hear from you about the ways in which you've seen our community, our suburbs, our standards, families, generations changing. How have you seen issues like those raised in The Slap play out and change, like the rights of children, rights of parents, our growing inability to settle disputes without bringing in the lawyers? How can we manage conflict better? 1300 402020 or post on our Open House Community Facebook page. And smacking, where do we stand on that one today? On the right of a parent to smack their children, are there ever circumstances where you think it's appropriate to smack someone else's child? The author of The Slap came up with the idea after his mum gave a visiting three-year-old a tap on the bum in the kitchen. And the kid, this is 3 years old, turns around and says, "No one has the right to touch my body without my permission." To which the mum replies, "You naughty, I smack you." So is that fair enough? Or totally inappropriate? 1300 40 2020 or post on our Open House Community Facebook page. And I'd especially be interested to hear from you if you've seen one of those relatively simple episodes, incidents, blow up to be a catastrophe out of all proportion. They start so simply, don't they? And they are pretty common. Have you known an episode or an incident like that, or do you know of one? And here's my big question. Was there anything that could have been done to save that situation? Because I'm sure there probably was. Could an early intervention, apology, admission have avoided all the grief? Who knows what future grief we might avoid in our communities, in our families, if we hear your wisdom tonight. 1300 40 2020 or post on our Open House Community Facebook page. While you do, let's hear from the director of The Slap and how those issues played out. Joining us is the ABC director of the series, Rob Connolly. Rob, welcome to Open House.
Oh, great to talk to you, Lee. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks very much for joining us. So give us a bit of a sketch of how these events play out from that one slap.
Well, look, the great thing about how it's been conceived for TV is that it's kept the conceptual kind of structure of the book. I mean, the book is in eight chapters, and it deals with a chapter for each of eight characters that were at this family barbecue. The TV series is similar. It's got an hour's drama for each of these eight characters as the story progresses. You know, and essentially, you know, at a family barbecue, a little fella who's about five gets slapped by another father, not his own. And the repercussions of that cause, you know, huge waves through these family and relationships and friendships. And, you know, as the series progresses, I think, you know, each of the different characters react differently and have different attitudes and approaches to what happened. And that causes, you know, a huge amount of conflict and intrigue, I think, as a work of drama.
Yes, I'm sure. How realistic do you think it is in everyday life in Australia, as you've seen this in fiction? How realistic is it that that one event, as I said, so simply causes such catastrophic conflict?
Oh, you know, it's so realistic, isn't it? When we all look at our own family lives, I mean, how many people have a brother who hasn't spoken to a sister for 10 years? Or, you know, it's fascinating, you know, that things happen between people that are close, you know, that maybe if it was a stranger, you might you know, be able to get over, but, you know, close bonds can get shattered, you know, in catastrophic ways by simple events. you know, and often, you know, I think it's kind of those events over time, the event itself becomes, you know, less important than the nature of the patterns with how, you know, relationships kind of develop.
Yeah, and the continuation of the conflict, that it just keeps going on and not resolved.
That's right. You know, I think that's the great triumph of Christos's book is, you know, it really is the, you know, throwing the rock in the pond and watching the ripples go out. You know, how much can one event, you know, affect so many different aspects of so many different people's lives. I mean, in each of the hours of this ABC drama, you see a character who's been profoundly changed. I guess as a team of directors, we all ask the question with each episode, you know, how does this episode show that things are different now for this character because the slap happened back at the beginning of the series? And, you know, I think even looking at my own life, you know, you can find those events seemingly less significant events that have profoundly changed the direction of your life.
Yeah. As I said, the series says a lot about families, communities, parenting, parents' rights. What would you say? How have you reflected as you've directed the series, as you've considered those kind of questions? What does it say about those kind of issues in Australia in 2011?
Yeah, I know. I've got a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old, you know, children, two little girls, you know, my wife and I don't believe in smacking them, but I'm my very gentle father and mother were quite happy to smack me and my brother when we were little. And I think, you know, there has been a shift, you know, a parenting kind of shift. You know, I remember the images, you might recall, it was only a few years ago in New Zealand when they banned kind of smacking, and there was this protest on the street. All these parents came out, yes, with placards, you know, demanding the right to be able to smack their children. And that caused a real furor over there because, you know, it is essentially a big question, you know, about how you discipline children and how you provide boundaries for them.
The other issue it raises powerfully is our inability to resolve conflict, perhaps less than previous generations might have.
Yeah, that's a really interesting question, isn't it? You know, and one I guess you inevitably reflect on when you become a parent yourself. You know, you start reflecting on how you were parented, you know, and I guess a lot of us realize we were parented pretty well, yeah. You know, and I think that, you know, we're a very litigious culture now.
Yes.
You know, that you see a lot of this in various aspects of our society where people choose to use the courts to resolve things, you know. So there's a dispute between neighbours that maybe should be resolved in some conversation or some open communication, but, you know, now someone goes and gets a lawyer and then they're suing the other. You know, and I would hate to see Australia go down that litigious path that the United States has gone down.
Sure.
You know, where you actually see ads on TV saying, if you've been wronged by anyone, please call us and we'll fight your battle for you.
Yeah.
And I wonder if the art of actually being able to sit down with someone across a table and, you know, try and work something out without needing the police and lawyers involved has kind of been lost on us a bit.
Yeah. Rob, do you think this could have been resolved with an early apology or an early admission before the catastrophes of unravelling relationships play out?
I think it's interesting in the series because there's a few surprises in there. I mean, the episode that I directed with, you know, the wonderful Melissa George playing the mother of the little fella that got smacked, and she ends up taking it to court. And there is an episode where they do explore this idea of apologising. You know, Alex Dimitriadis plays the guy that smacked the kid, and he does make an attempt to apologise. So I think one of the great things about the series is it doesn't kind of give you any kind of simple answers for those questions. But it does throw up something like you've proposed. You know, what would happen if you tried to apologise? So, you know, that is thrown in there in one of the episodes. You know, and I think what happens there, some great surprises in that for the viewer as it looks at that very idea.
I'll be keen to see it. What do you think are the lessons contained in the narrative that we'd all do well to heed?
Look, I think that the narrative ultimately, you know, goes with a pretty tough, you know, eye at times into the whole very nature of family and friendships and how they make our life kind of worth living. you know, and how difficult they are.
Yes.
And, you know, how some of the worst conflicts we end up having in our life are with the people we love, and, you know, the ability to come out the other side and resolve them is really important. But I think that as a series, it really does speak of those things, of family and extended family, not necessarily biological family, but those people who are your friends for, you know, since you were at school, you know, that you carry deep into your life, and, you know, they're as important as your immediate family, and how you navigate all of that, and the rich kind of value that that has. And of course, the series is also set in the Greek community, and so there's a great cultural kind of exploration there too of some of the, you know, the specific natures of the family relationships in that community in Melbourne.
Rob, without giving the end away, do we emerge optimistic or pessimistic about it all?
I believe, and I think it's one of those things for each of the viewers, how they take it. I believe it is profoundly optimistic. You know, that as a series, it really, you know, it's like all great drama. It really goes into the heart of who we are and how we live our lives and why we live our lives the way we do. And I think that it comes out the other side at the end of looking at these eight really interesting characters with a very optimistic view of kind of looking to the future, kind of richer for everything being shaken up a little bit and questioned.
I'm sure it'll be absorbing viewing. Rob Connolly, thank you so much for joining us. Rob's the director of the upcoming series on the ABC, The Slap. Thanks, Rob.
Great to talk to you, Lee. Thanks, mate.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.